Just a tough loss for you guys. What really hurt was the foul trouble really caught up to you there in the first half, and you guys were really unable to kind of recover from that.
You know, we just got to react to the refs and see what they will let us do and what they won't let us do. And, you know, we just got to do a better job of keeping our hands away and going straight up and that kind of stuff. But, you know, those other girls, they came off the bench and they, you know, we kept us in the game. So, you know, I'm happy for those people that stepped up.
It was a good start. You're back and forth there with Sterling, and it was a much better start than it was a year ago. And I think that's some progress being shown because both teams virtually have the same players coming back from last year.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to compete, and you know, we were competing really strong until we started getting into that foul trouble. You know, they're a good ball club. You know, 32 is a phenomenal player. You know, hands down to her. We just gave her a couple open shots that we shouldn't have given her. But, you know, we had some positive things. We were getting the ball to the inside, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we just got to regroup and be ready for Hugoton tomorrow.
You have to like your free throw shooting as well, going 17 of 20 at the line tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
That was pretty outstanding there for you guys. No, that was a very big positive there. But even getting to the foul line and Brooke going 8 of 9 there, and she ends up with her second double-double of the tournament, 14 and 12.
You know, she's just being a strong presence on the inside for us. You know, she lost her confidence there around Christmas time, and she's starting to come back. She knows how to score. She's starting to control the boards and the inside. So, you know, she just had a really strong game for us tonight.
And I know it was tough for Erica scoring there tonight, 3 points, but Amber kind of picked her up there with those 13. And it's good to see her get active there. And I know she got into some foul trouble early, but good to see kind of Lotta getting back close to 100% again.
You know, Amber's doing a good job. You know, she's getting to 100%, and that's good to have. Erica, you know, just kind of in a slump right now, hasn't got a shot to fall, but, you know, she'll bounce back. She'll be ready for tomorrow. All the girls, you know, we did some good things, but we're going to be ready for tomorrow. We're going to regroup, and we're going to be focused and know our game plan for Hugoton.
Forcing, I think positive as well, forcing Sterling into 17 turnovers. I'm almost just watching them play. I would bet that they have not been around that part of 17 turnovers all year.
No. We did a good job of rotating on defense when we got people covered and that kind of stuff. And we deflected some passes. We got in their way when they, you know, they wanted to do certain things. We know what they wanted to do, and we were there trying to protect the basket and getting in there and getting fighting.
Well, you get to see the same team twice in a row beginning tomorrow with Hugoton. Get to see him on Tuesday. I guess you don't have to worry about exchanging film with Hugoton with the next two games of them coming up.
I know. We really wanted to see Hugoton in the championship game. That's the game we wanted to see him in. But I guess we're going to play it here. I told the girls, I said the exciting thing about playing it here is we have Eastern Kansas refs. We're on a neutral court. Yep. So it's anybody's ball game. We're ready to have our full team when we play Hugoton, and we're going to be going to attack the inside. We're going to have our guards ready to shoot. So we're going to be ready to go. Too bad we have to play them two times in a row, but we're going to be ready to go tomorrow.
All right, Coach Amy Felker joining us here. Thanks again, Coach. Great effort for your team. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.